of all things. Test your LDS IQ. 1. How many full-time missionaries does the church have worldwide? A. Fewer than 50,000. B. Between 50 and 60,000. C. Between 60 and 70,000. D. More than 70,000. The answer is C. Between 60 and 70,000. 2. Which of the following places is not a location for one of the church's 15 missionary training centers? A. Hamilton, New Zealand. B. Rome, Italy. C. Bogota, Colombia. D. Preston, England. E. Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. The answer is B. Rome, Italy. 3. How many languages are taught at the Provo, Utah MTC? A. Fewer than 35. B. Between 35 and 55. C. More than 55. The answer is B. Between 35 and 55. About 49 languages. Right away to BYU. BYU's English department is sponsoring a writing contest for LDS high school students. Cash prizes will be awarded in the categories of fiction, 1,000 to 4,000 words. Poetry, one or more poems for a total of 25 to 60 lines. Personal essay, 700 to 2,500 words. And critical essay, 700 to 2,500 words. Writers may submit only one entry per category. Your entries should be submitted between January 1, 2002 and February 1, 2002. Complete entry rules and forms are available at the contest website, https://humanities.byu.edu/english/awards/LDSHS.htm. Submit entries or inquiries about the contest to Professor Elizabeth Walquist at Rewriting, Chair, 3125 JKHB, Brigham Young University, Provo, Utah, 84602. You can also call her at 801-378-2440 or send email to Elizabeth Walquist, all lowercase, Elizabeth being separated from Walquist with an underscore, at byu.edu. Service bells. It's almost that time of year again. Christmas brings excitement and time with family, but it also brings many opportunities to serve and bless others. Before those silver bells start ringing and you get too busy to think and plan, begin looking for opportunities to help someone else this Christmas. Giving of yourself is the best way to emulate the Savior and to remember why we celebrate His birth. Information upgrade. You have just received the most up-to-date guidance you can get for your life. What are you going to do with it? Even if you listened intently to General Conference, it's a good idea to review the words of church leaders in this month's ensign. You could set a goal to read one or two talks a week. That way you'll keep fresh in your mind all the things the prophet and church leaders want you to do to make your life better, and you'll discover things you missed when you heard it the first time. To have living prophets, seers and revelators among us, and not listen to them is no better than not having them at all, says Elder Dennis B. Neuschwander of the 70. Our sustaining support of prophets, seers, and revelators is not in the upraised hand alone, but more so in our courage, testimony, and faith to listen to, heed, and follow them. Ensign, November 2000, pages 41 and 42. For example, leadership tip. As members of the church, we are sometimes the only window to the gospel of Christ that some people have, so it's important to always set a good example. President Gordon B. Hinckley said, "Let us as Latter-day Saints reach out to others, not of our faith. Let us never act in a spirit of arrogance or with a holier-than-thou attitude. Rather, may we show love and respect and helpfulness toward them. We are greatly misunderstood, and I fear that much of it is of our own making. We can be more tolerant, more neighborly, more friendly, more of an example than we have been in the past. Ensign, May 2000, page 87. Priesthood Power in Numbers. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve said, "Be worthy of the priesthood which you hold, brethren, and use it to bless your family. Young men, honor the Aaronic priesthood. Become fully active in the elders' quorum when you are ordained to the Melchizedek priesthood. The brotherhood, the quorum instruction, and the opportunities to serve others will bless you and your family throughout your life." Ensign, May 1999, pages 33 and 34. The Schaefer family of the Roseville, California stake has five priesthood holders who hold five different priesthood offices in their home. They all try to follow Elder Hale's instructions. Ari, 13, is a deacon. Adam, 15, is a teacher. Zachary, 16, is a priest. Zane, Jr., is an elder and just got home from a mission to Ecuador. Their dad, Zane, Sr., is a high priest. The boys have one sister, Aubrey, who is 18. She and her mom feel blessed to have these priesthood holders in their home. End of the section. Of all things. What's better?